It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is the busy summer home buying season, and the Wisconsin Realtors Association has just released its monthly housing report for June. According to the report, previously owned homes in Wisconsin showed a big jump in sales, and the median home price hit a new record, $340,000. To look more closely at what the numbers tell us, we turn to Kurt Paulson, professor of urban planning in the Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture at UW-Madison. Kurt, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The market report shows that home sales rose about 8% this June compared to last, and the association noted it's the first June increase in 4 years. June, of course, usually a very active month for closings. What should we make of this jump?
So it's a mixed signal. Like everything in the housing market these days, you can read the signals both ways, right? So it's positive to see a little movement in June, but if you look at the numbers for the first 6 months of the year compared to the first 6 months of last year, we're right at about the same pace. So we think that there were some sales in April and May that might have been delayed. People are sitting on the sidelines trying to read the tea leaves about tariffs and interest rates. And of course, interest rates, which really drives a lot of this, have not come down much since the beginning of the year. They've come down a little bit. So again, there's maybe signs of life because we want there to be a higher sales volume so that people can move, people can discover what the price is. People in the real estate market will tell you there's a little bit of difficulty getting buyers and sellers to come to an agreement on a price. So, you know, I don't know if that's a
that sounds like a mixed bag to me. Yeah. I checked this morning. Current mortgage interest rates in Wisconsin are right around 6.53% for a 30-year fixed. What effect are mortgage rates having on the housing market here?
Right. So there's a couple effects, right? So one of the things we want to say is that in Wisconsin, we have a greater percentage of our current homeowners who have mortgages less than 4% interest rate. So that's probably you and me. We all refinanced. So
during the pandemic.
So everything's stuck. There's not that kind of general churn and turnover. So low interest rates for people who already refinanced keeps them kind of locked in. And for first-time home buyers, what it means is that your dollar stretches less far to buy something that's more expensive. So we sometimes call that a double whammy. So, you know, the Federal Reserve has not moved a lot of on interest rates. And even if they did, mortgages are priced based on the 10-year Treasury note, which really reflects the expected cost of borrowing. So it's come down a tick. And so that is a little bit of good news. But, you know, I think I would tell people that the era of cheap money or 5% lower interest rates, we're not going to see that again probably in the next 10 or 20 years. And if we do, it means there's some sort of global financial crisis, which is or pandemic, neither of which are very good outcomes.
Not good outcomes. And, you know, nationwide, though, existing home sales dropped to a 9-month low in June. Yeah. Why aren't we seeing that same downturn in sales here?
Well, so the issue is that you have people who have, there's strong demand for housing, and we have this normal churn in the housing market as people are, you know, age out of their home or get married or get divorced or die. So there is that kind of standard churn that just always gives you some demand. But part of it is that we've seen that a good chunk of the sales are actually new homes, right? Because if you're locked in place and you can't buy a used home, you're looking at a new home. The problem is new homes are just really expensive to build right now.
Because of the materials and everything that goes into them?
Right. So the what we call the hard costs, which is both materials and labor, those are up 42% at least since the pandemic began.
Wow.
Right. I looked at numbers from the National Association of Home Builders. An average American home costs $100,000 more to build now than it did pre-pandemic, right? And for every $1,000 you raise the cost of a new home, you tend to raise the price of existing homes about the same. But that every $1,000 you increase the price, you price out significant number of families. And so as you particularly see, older homebuyers with cash are outcompeting first-time homebuyers who maybe are finding it difficult to get a mortgage.
They have that equity.
They have that equity.
And they can turn that. Kurt Paulson with us, professor of urban planning at UW-Madison, as we talk with him about the current housing market in Wisconsin in light of the June housing report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association that was just released. So let's talk affordability. Yep. According to this report, affordability of Wisconsin homes increased by 2.6% over the last year. It's a slight improvement over the record low affordability Wisconsin saw last June. How do you view housing affordability?
Right. So housing affordability, particularly for purchasing a home, is one of these deep conundrums or contradictions in our market. Because if you ask people, do you want house prices to go up or to go down? It depends. If you want to buy a house, you want the price to go down. If you want to sell a house or keep your house, you want it to go up. Mm. And affordability is really whether the middle-income family at the median can afford the median-priced home. The challenge of a statewide number is it really is going to include rural areas, older central cities, and then fast-growing areas like Madison or Waukesha County. So the challenge with affordability is, as we've seen, people like you and me in the middle of the income market, we're doing okay. We are able to find something to buy, but it's that first-time home buyer, it's that starting teacher or nurse that really is being squeezed. Because as the report shows, you know, houses under $300,000 sell really quickly. But there's not much at all. Or here in Madison, there's nothing under $400,000, which really means, you know, I got an email from a school board member the other day. What can we do about housing for teachers? And the answer is, well, not much, because it's just not much to buy. Right. So in terms of affordability, that first time home buyer, that kind of younger generation, they are really being squeezed.
And explain what are some of those broad-term effects when there is a lack of affordable housing in a Wisconsin community.
So if someone who works in your community, like a teacher or a nurse, a police officer, cannot afford to live near your community, then they might rent for longer, which, again, might be good for the rental market, but they're not able to build equity and not really to get that housing stability. Or they have to drive a long distance, right? We see that certainly in Dane County and even in Green Bay and Eau Claire area, where teachers are driving 30 to 45 minutes. The alternative would be maybe you buy a much smaller home, or you double up, or you take in a roommate. So it's less than ideal. And in the long term, if you can't build housing opportunities for the people working in your community, they have options and they'll go somewhere else. And so employers will tell you, again, it's just really hard to recruit or retain your workforce, particularly, again, that either entry-level service industry worker or even people at the middle of the income scale.
Can we check in for a moment what the state has been trying to do with workforce housing? We saw last month Governor Evers announcing $2.5 million in funding for new affordable housing developments. And it was part of a larger investment. Mm-hmm. So far, that money has supported the development of over 1,000 affordable housing units statewide. What can be done to create more workforce housing, more affordable units?
Right. So there's two big policy buckets that the state has. And so that first bucket that you're talking about is, on a bipartisan fashion last session, our legislature and governor agreed to $500 million, $500 million. And it's in a number of packages that include these great programs like Restore Main Street, where you're helping to build or remodel an apartment above a main street to really get that foot traffic and get that customer base. And the biggest component was really trying to deal with the land and the infrastructure costs for new housing development. And it was a great program. It is a great program. It has been kind of a slow rollout because there are just multiple headwinds to building new workforce housing, including construction costs and interest rates. And so on the financing side, what the state is doing, you really need to think about every tool you have, every subsidy you have, to help bring down those costs, to speed up approval times, to lower infrastructure costs. But you're fighting against upstream issues in terms of costs and interest rates and land costs. And then on the second bucket we like to talk about is for local governments and states thinking about various sorts of zoning and building codes, all of these kind of multiple little regulations that really constrain how much housing can be built and what type of housing. So in a lot of our communities, one of the reasons we don't build a starter home is you really can't. It's illegal because you can't build that kind of small house on a small lot, the type of housing that we used to build a lot of in this state. So we've seen a lot of states move on zoning reform. We have not yet seen Wisconsin move in that direction. I suspect we will see a lot of momentum in the coming years. But we're really excited about this $500 million, $525 million from the legislature. And there's bills right now to kind of speed up the process and pair that funding with other sources. But it's a long road to kind of travel.
There used to be that rule of thumb, no more than 30% of your monthly income toward housing. People are being squeezed by cost of living, grocery bills. What might that realistic share of a housing payment on, you know, for a family be now?
Well, the problem is it's going to be capped really at 31% of your income, because almost everyone who lends is going to be subject to the either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac rules that come from the federal government. And so there's really not a lot of wiggle room to go above that if the bank wants or the mortgage company wants to sell it on the secondary market. So, you know, that is one of the ways that families can adjust is spend more of their income on housing. But that's not a sustainable long-term policy or financial strategy for homeowners. So what really we see in the housing market is that there's millions of families that would have purchased that just can't purchase now because of these rules.
Kurt, thank you so much for the update. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you.
Kurt Paulson, professor of urban planning in the Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture at UW-Madison, joined us for a look at the housing market in Wisconsin as sales figures for existing homes were released for June.